First off, we have Abominominous.
Even when you're right, you're wrong. But you're better.
I thought this was lovely guitar work, you know, all the way through. It's slower tempo than usual for them, but it's still great, still aggressive, with some real kind of Lenny Kravitz attitude in it. Great vocal performances, including some of the weird backing vocals that you hear more or less throughout the song. Just really interesting touches that way. Wild instrument choices. It was a great use of that reedy synth sound that came in. And then it goes into that section with the borderline kind of rap singing, and I thought it was good.
Well, with the disses, you thought, what was being dissed here?
Let me take a look at the lyrics now that you bring it up.
I'll answer that. I'm not sure. I'm not sure that this was actually a diss track. If there's something being dissed, I'm really not feeling it. I mean, it's vague. This is a really well-made song. I mean, I like the song like you did. I like the singing. I thought it was great. The multi-tracked vocals are really well sung, with a bunch of character. I even like the slower sort of 70s vibe of the song, which kind of reminds me of, like, Why Can't We Be Friends by War. And when you heard Lenny Kravitz, I heard a little bit of Elvis Costello sneer in the vocals that I really love. I think we're both hearing the same thing, and I think we both really like it. But this song is also 5 minutes and 21 seconds long, and it's kind of slow, and it really didn't hold my attention for all 5 minutes and 21 seconds. And as far as the diss track goes, yeah, like I said before, I'm not really feeling it.
It's got that feel, though, and it's got that sort of aggressive, critical kind of, you know, the weird. I'm looking at them now. Even when you're right, you're wrong, but you barrel merrily along, and it kind of goes on, you're right, you're wrong.
Yeah, they should have called that When You're Right, You're Wrong.
But okay, yeah, fair enough. But still, it is, you know, against somebody. So,
yeah, in a vague sense, this is not going to make my top bucket, and it's because of that.
Okay, yeah, that's fair. That's fair. I don't know. I liked it. I wasn't 100% fond of the video game sounds before the final refrain, but, you know, I liked the nature sounds at the very end. I thought that was kind of neat. All really neat, interesting choices throughout, I thought. And the guitar work I thought was top notch. It was really interesting. Great, interesting use and a great sound. And I liked that it was separate and distinct from the bass guitar. Whatever they were doing, just great, great job. Yeah. So I get it that you're not into the lyrics all that much. But yeah, I thought it was good. It's going to be one of the higher ranked on my list.